Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva of Dual. And you can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. We're also on Spotify the morning after you hear the replay. But here on Blog Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern on Saturday nights, you can hear us live. And we're also on iTunes. So tonight we have our Days of Our Lives historian, Jen, is here.
Hi, I'm at OAXJDK at Twitter.
And our first ever caller through a drive-through.
It was our first
curbside, curbside pickup to be exact. We're going to be precise here.
Anything good?
Yeah. What are you getting tonight?
Kansas City barbecue.
Oh man.
Yeah, I wish I could share it with everybody. So, running a little behind.
Hello.
Anyway, can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, I can hear you.
I can.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
I think Carrie has me on.
Hi. You can find me at Cozy Hoops on Twitter and Instagram.
Marianne, did you pick up any food before the show? Did you pick up any food before the show?
Any what? I'm sorry.
Did you pick up
any
food like Anna did before the show?
Any food? No.
Yeah.
No, I was just drinking some wine out on the out of my daughter's deck. So, no.
Oh, grocery aunt tonight. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, we ate at about like 7 o'clock, but then now I'm, no. So we just had some wine, so no. So you eating your dinner, Anna?
I'm driving right now. I just got the curbside order was finally ready. So.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, right. So yeah.
All right. So what are you having good?
Kansas City barbecue. That's what she said.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. Maybe she's
in a bad
spot.
Do I have to say who I am?
Who are you?
Twitter. Yeah. At Mama Hooch on Twitter, Marianne. Hello, everyone.
Yeah. And anybody who's friends with Marianne on Facebook, there was an imposter running around this week.
Oh, boy.
So don't accept any friend requests from her.
Oh, no. Everybody wants to be me. I don't know.
Everybody wants to be Marianne.
Thanks. I don't know. It's happened more than once already.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago it happened. So every so often. Somebody has nothing better to do, I guess.
Yeah. I had an experience a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Guy went through my whole friends list.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah. I was pissed.
I don't know how that happens. How do they do that? Do they get your password somehow? Because I keep changing mine.
I thought I recognized the guy, but it wasn't him. And he went through my whole friends list.
Hmm.
I was pissed.
Yeah.
I understand. Like, when I had, I have two Facebook accounts. The one I had specifically for Days of Our Lives, not the page, but the actual friend account, they made me verify with a driver's license my name. Yeah, and it's like, okay, so why do I have to verify with a driver's license? But you could have all these fake accounts that are widowed men who are doctors and have a dog and a fancy car and taking straight vacations. And they just happened to want to friend me because they like my comments so much.
Oh,
and I keep
things.
A part of them, and they're saying, Yeah, it's they're catfishing. It's like, and I reported a few, and Facebook's like, we don't see a problem here.
Yeah.
And it's like, these are fake accounts. They're trying to get money off of me. I mean, that drives me nuts. But anyway.
Yeah, somebody hacked my brother and tried to get money.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Yeah, don't give anybody money through Facebook. Come on, people.
No.
All right. So another boring, uneventful week on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Well, we could start with the Abe storyline, which in the beginning, I was kind of thrilled. I was kind of happy he was getting his own storyline. I thought it was going to be funny when they showed the clip of Deidre and Mary Beth dressing up and fighting on that fake soap opera. And now it's just doubling down stupid, and it's just being redundant, and nothing new is happening other than they had the old CEO pretending to be CEO.
Yeah.
I saw that.
I mean, that was cool, though. I mean, it was nice to see
Troy
Ransom again.
Yeah.
You know, but other than that, that storyline is just awful, and it needs to end. I don't understand the whole point.
I don't know.
And, you know,
then he's, Did she wanted Abe just to have somebody to marry or something? I don't know. I don't get that. Then she says she has to get rid of Abe or something, and I don't know.
Oh, she fakes his death this week.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, do I care how she pulls it off? And why would anybody
believe it?
When we just had Kayla and Kate and Marlena and Megan come back from the dead and Bo.
Yeah.
And that was just in the last couple of months. Why would anybody believe Abe was dead?
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. I'm so annoyed with this storyline.
But who's on to her?
Eli.
Eli. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the only smart one, they had to bring him back to solve the case because Jada and Rafe couldn't do it. They're too busy making goo-goo eyes at each other.
Ugh.
Which is another disgusting. Yeah. Yuck.
How can Galen not have any chemistry with anyone?
I know.
I mean, how many actresses are they going to throw at him? He only had chemistry with Allison. That was it, just Allison.
And a little bit with Kate.
Oh, well, he had a lot of chemistry with Kate. I will say that. It brought all the Kate fan bases together because they all liked him. That was because it was such a contrast, too, to what he's like with everybody else, except for Megan Sammy.
Yeah. And when he was talking to Eli, he said something to the fact, well, you could see I don't have very much luck with women. He even said that. Rafe said that. It's like, yeah, true.
True.
Wonder why. Because you're so boring.
That's part of it.
So sanctimonious.
Yeah, and he keeps dating women who really are in love with other men, like Sam and EJ, Nicole and Eric.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he did have what's-her-face. I mean, she was devoted to him. Tamara Braun, I can't remember the name of her character. Ava.
Ava
was into him, but that was
And he cheated on her.
Yeah, at least them two may be the closest one. And Sammy, he did it when they were, you know, at the beginning, him and Sammy.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Like him, like Hope and Jada, no.
Well,
even Nicole, maybe a little.
He had great friend chemistry with Nicole, but then they ruined it by getting together.
They showed the promo this week coming up, but basically a whole bunch of couples are hooking up, and I tweeted, you know, he's shipping these couples because none of it makes sense. I mean, so we have Rafe and Jade are going to have sex this week. And then there's Gwen and Dimitri's engagement, which is bizarre. Xandra and Chloe. And you still have Eric and Sloan trying to make a baby, which that doesn't make any
so
sense
basically
either.
Basically, nobody that we care about at all in terms of the couple.
Yeah, and the longest couple was Stefan and Gabby, and Camila left the show. So why should we be, you know, invested in that couple?
Mm-hmm.
So
because she won't be on.
She's going to be, yeah, you know, I'm going to miss her, too. She's great. But, I mean.
Oh, yeah, they're going to miss her because she's one of the better characters on, you know, actresses and characters.
Yeah, I'm going to miss Gabby. For sure.
Oh, speaking of Gabby, Gabby and Julie, we had another fight between them. We haven't had a fight with them in a while.
Oh,
yeah.
So, yeah.
And Eli was there.
Yeah, with Stefan and the heart and everything. Yeah,
yeah.
That was kind of fun to watch, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, I totally forgot about that storyline. So Julie has Stefan's heart. Stefan has Jake's heart. Brady has Daniel's heart. Jennifer got her own heart back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of
somehow without
funny.
Using her brain.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, the detente between Julie and Gabby went by the wayside.
Yeah.
And Julie told Stefan what all Gabby did to try to marry Eli. So and all what she did to Lonnie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad Eli finally said it. He was stupid enough to jump in front of a bullet.
Yeah. He blamed, yeah. And it was Stefan's fault because he's the one that jumped in, well, to save his mother, but, yeah.
Yeah, but
Lonnie
this
shot
woman
him, but
buries
he
people alive.
Yeah. Oh, she's coming back, too, I think. At some
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmer was this week or next week, she's coming back. It's very soon. Which is weird, because Eli said she was getting out of prison possibly by Christmas. So.
Yeah, Lonnie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did mention that.
Let's see. Oh, we had a few scenes with Doug and Julie. And we actually saw the Horton dining room. I can't remember the last time we saw that.
Thanksgiving, I think.
I remember Gwen was cooking. Oh, son of a bitch. Did I do it again?
What?
I think I scheduled the show for a half hour. No, it's turning off. What the hell is going on? It's turning off in a couple of minutes.
Oh, my God.
Well, okay, well, we can keep talking. It'll keep recording. Yeah, for some reason, I scheduled it for 15 minutes. I'm sorry. So I apologize to everybody who was live, but, yeah, you can keep it.
We can keep talking.
So, we can keep talking. I'm sorry about that. It's my fault. Okay. So Eli showed up and surprised Doug and Julie, and then he went to Paulina's. Theo was there, and Olivia was there. And I saw Marla Gibbs is, 93, I saw?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her.
She looks good for 93.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Doug, Phil Hayes does, too, for 98.
Yeah, 98, damn.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have, what's his name on? Oh, God. Dr. Sloan. Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, yeah, he is coming on sometime, yeah.
Yeah,
and he's
like
up there, too. Yeah, he's up there in 97. Yeah. Hmm.
Yes, so they all show up at Paulina's. It was Juneteenth and also Paulina and Abe's first wedding anniversary.
Wow, yeah. A year already.
Yeah. Oh, and the square Chad runs into CEO and helps him with his speech. And that was nice.
Yeah.
They always had a great uncle
nice speech.
And nephew. Yep. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I actually didn't watch this part. I couldn't watch it. Anybody actually watch Abe and Whitley get married or renew their vows?
Nah, don't really remember.
I do.
Oh, she came out dressed up in that whole outfit with the big hat.
Yeah.
And everything. Yeah. And he's starting to figure things out, but she always has an answer for everything.
Yep.
So, yeah. But.
Yeah, Abe,
no, I don't really even remember it.
Yeah, it was just like FF material, to tell you the truth. I got to say, one of the best scenes, though, this week was Leo getting into a fight with Megan.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
Leo is my highlight of the week almost every week, I'm not going to lie. He's got the best story. He's got the best one-liners. He's got the best dialogue.
Yeah. It's like they took John Aniston's one-liners and gave them to him.
Yeah. And it's the way he delivers them. Like, he does it real fast, you know, like, did he just say that? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
And it makes you laugh. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so hard as an actor. I mean, he just like spits it out. Glee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't talk that fast. That's very impressive. He should be a rapper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Anna, whenever you're ready, we could talk about Kate, but I don't want to rush you if you're driving or if you're eating your barbecue chicken.
Oh, I just got home. I only got to see like 30 seconds of Kate. I was trying to watch Fridays, and I loved her outfit, and I saw her hug Theo, and I didn't even realize that was the original Theo. So I didn't get very far, so I can't add anything there. But she looked great.
No, the one with Kate is not the original.
No.
The one with Whitney is the original.
Oh, that's interesting, because I was going to say, I didn't think that kid was the original one. Okay, that's why. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for explaining that, because I was like, what?
He was Theo, but he wasn't Theo.
I gotcha.
He was playing Theo.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I still miss the original Theo and Sierra. That was my favorite versions of both characters. Mm-hmm. They have such a cute friendship. Mm. Oh, so with Kate is just telling everybody literally to seize the day. She told Eric and Sloan to go ahead and make a baby. And and I think she told Jada to go have sex with Rafe.
Yep. Yeah. Don't let the rules, don't follow the rules, you know, the heck with that, you know, that fraternizing or whatever, because he's her superior, just, you know, not in the office, but when you get home, nothing wrong with that. That's what she's more or less saying, so.
Yeah. I mean, I could see her point, but still, though, I mean, they both get fired. It could be considered to be a scandal, even though, you know, it's consensual, isn't. But in some cases, it's, you know, sexual harassment.
It's not.
But, I think it's kind of cool in a way that Kate has this attitude, because we have so many Back from the Dead storylines, and the person doesn't have that attitude. You know, they kind of either, well, a lot of cases there's amnesia and that involved, but yeah, I mean, I don't see that from, you know, Marlena or Kayla the attitude, you know, hey, let's go seize the day and, you know, live life to the fullest.
Right. We almost died, or we died and came back.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, they're all grateful to be alive, you know.
Yeah. They're their
I
same
mean,
old selves again.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Marlena did tell Belle and Eric to grow up.
Well, that was, well.
Yeah, she finally, you know, put them in their place, finally, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Belle, we had a Belle and Brady scene.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what Brady's concerned about Kristen and Belle's concerned about Sean. I mean, it was nice they had a scene together, but it's just getting to the point that I think we have just too many people on the cast.
Mm.
Don't you think? And stuff is getting dropped, and people aren't interacting anymore. So, you know, you would think Belle, Brady would be around each other a little bit more often.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just keep, I don't know. They start storylines and don't end them, or they just don't make sense. The best, I'm enjoying Megan, you know, and the Damaris and Kristen and EJ. Other than that, those just a different couples that they're trying to, like, throw together, you know, especially with the younger ones, too.
Yeah.
They have to deal with them. So.
I wish they'd call somebody for Leo. I like Leo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He is one of the better parts of the show.
So, we didn't have any EJ or Kristen this entire week.
No.
I mean, where's the storyline?
Still in the dungeon.
How long is
she going to
keep them?
Whatever. I don't know. Where did they go to the bathroom? Did she let them? Oh, gosh. I don't know. What's she going to do with them?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Can't really kill.
I don't know what her plans are. I don't think she knows. Yeah.
No, maybe she'll let him go after she kills Stefan. I don't know.
Yeah. Or after she gets Gwen and Dimitri married and gets the money.
Yeah.
And does whatever, gets in control somehow. I guess, does she think by killing Stefan that's going to get her in control? Like, why does she want to get rid of Stefan?
One less person to fight with.
I guess one less. Yeah, but she picked him out of all the brothers and sisters she has. I don't know. Oh, God. I don't know.
Maybe he's the weakest link.
I don't know. Well, is it going to be that she kills Gabby instead?
That reminds me of that show. You are the weakest
link.
Goodbye.
The weakest link. Goodbye. But I'm thinking, is that how are they going to kill Gabby off, or is she just going to leave somehow, or is she going to be able to come back? I don't know if she'll ever come back. I don't know. They never leave the show for good. They say they're gone for good, but they always come back.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Just like
anytime.
No one ever dies in Salem.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, she said she's leaving because days wouldn't give her enough time to do other things.
Or work around your schedule.
Yeah, I mean, she did do a movie last year. I think it was a Hallmark movie. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. But I wish her luck, though.
Yeah.
So, we have Sarah and the baby storyline. And I have to say, Bonnie's sickness pajamas,
Bonnie.
I thought they were really cute.
Yeah.
She had the thinner hair and the two little pigtails that were uneven. Funny. Yeah.
Nice seeing Wally.
Yeah. He's got a big storyline going on General Hospital.
Yeah, now he's Eddie Main again. But Eddie Main was never mean. This one's mean.
Oh. Okay. So this whole Maggie storyline, do people think this was written for Maggie or people think this was really written for Victor? But, I mean, we're in June and he passed away in November. I mean, when are they going to address that?
I don't know. I heard, did I hear August sometime?
Okay.
That they're going to address it, I think, and do some show or you know what I mean? And actually, they're actually going to kill Vic. I mean, I don't know how. Somebody, I heard, because he's still supposedly over with Bo.
Right.
Yeah.
And I heard something about he comes back in a plane crash on his way back from Greece or wherever they're at, I guess. Yeah, that's what I heard, but I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know if it's true or not. But, yeah, so, Meg, I mean, it's given Suzanne Rogers a you know, storyline, I guess.
Yeah.
But maybe it was for Victor. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's an interesting take. I hadn't even thought about
tough.
That, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense that they might have adapted it for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Maggie walks in on a meeting where Brady and Alex find a deal with that guy that Alex botched Maggie's deal with. So Maggie accuses him of Alex of botching the deal on purpose so Basic Black would get it. And then Maggie turns around, offers the job to Chad, and Chad's discussing it with Stephanie, but he's concerned because, I mean, he's already been fired from Titan once. So in a way, Maggie kind of acted like Victor with the whole, you know, hiring people and then firing them and then hiring people, somebody else. And it's a revolving over there.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like shocked that he actually went and got another job, you know. That's what most people would do.
Yes. And he says, but you fired me. What do you expect me to do? You know, well, I hired you back. Yeah, but he didn't know that at the time, you know, that she would do that. That's why he took the job from Brady. I mean, I could see his point, too. You know, I don't know. Yeah, Maggie, she's being a little bit unreasonable. A little bit paranoid. You know.
Yeah, unless you...
But,
go ahead, hon.
You know, he really didn't do it on purpose, but then he did kind of hide the fact from Brady that he even had a deal with this guy for Maggie. Brady didn't know that. Right. But, like, he asked Brady, would you have stopped it? And he said, well, no, you know, because it's business. So, yeah.
Yeah. Too, if she doesn't have him sign a non-compete, he can go work anywhere he wants.
Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Oh, this was kind of odd. I mean, I don't understand the point. So Belle and Talia went to Melinda, and Belle comes up with one of the worst ideas ever, which is basically have Talia confess to everything without a plea deal in place. So, I mean, that was pretty bad. But then it works for them because they tell Melinda the trauma Talia had and the control that Colin had over her. And Melinda said she had the same issue with her ex-husband to the point of denying that she had a daughter, and so she agrees to lighten Talia's sentence.
But you know what I liked was the transformation of Melinda Trask, the actress.
Yeah.
How she goes from that just cold, like no emotion, just nasty, to like a sympathetic person.
A decent human being.
Yes. I mean, yeah. You see those the two sides of her that she does really well. And we've seen it a couple of times. But
Yeah, and I liked it. I liked her fake relationship with Stefan, too, which has got to see a different side of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and a kind of like a funny side, too.
Yeah, and a sexy side, too, but she's never dated anybody. So.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Talia, though, on purpose, drugged half the town.
Yeah. Including
kind of,
Melinda.
Including Melinda. Yeah, and what, Brooke and Paulina's office. And, actually, I think she was, they didn't show, didn't she, like, drug the stuff twice? Didn't she drug the dude twice? After,
I don't think so.
Maybe they didn't.
I don't know.
Oh, and, yeah, so, I don't know. I mean, I think she's not getting any jail time. Was that what they decided on?
Yeah, no jail time.
Yeah, some I don't know. Maybe was it community service or something? I don't know. Well,
my question is, how can a victim prosecute a crime?
Yeah, that's a bit of a conflict of interest.
Exactly, yeah. But this is Salem, huh?
Yeah, like, you know, where the miracle doctor used to perform, like, miracles on every single medical ever.
Every specialist, every specialty. That's Kayla. She can do anything.
I was talking about Dr. Tan, but
yeah.
Same thing.
And how Sloan representing her brother when she was kind of involved with the crimes by not reporting them. Actually, she should have been called as a witness and not be allowed to. I doubt Colin's going to have a trial. Something strange. But I think Talia was smart. She would get together with Chanel and they would sell these hallucinogenic or whatever. Breakfast biscuits. Yeah, they make a ton of money. They just flat out sold them drugged.
Yeah.
So some people, Eric and Nicole really enjoy them.
That's true.
And Rafe is tripping over seeing the bear.
Yeah, Rafe and Jay.
Okay. Anything else? You guys remember anything else this week?
Nope.
You talk about what? Yeah, Xander and Chloe and Gwen and Dimitri.
Yeah. I don't mind Xander.
Did Leo? I don't mind them. They've been trying to find somebody for Chloe, too.
Yeah.
And for Xander. God. I guess they're coming back to Sarah, I guess.
Yeah, so if they're bringing Sarah back with a baby, like, to me, I can't get invested in Xander and Chloe. Even though I'm kind of glad Chloe's away from Brady. I liked them in the beginning, but this last go around, they were boring as hell.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he kind of took her for granted.
Yeah. Like, she'd stick around with Kristen around. No.
I mean, he could have confided in her and told Chloe what was going on in the first place. So,
mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of glad she's away from Brady. And then Brady is like single. This is like the longest he's been single in forever. I mean, I know you're still kind of pining for Chloe a bit, but I mean,
having a buzzkill psycho for a child doesn't help.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's kind of like the opposite thing to like the chick magnet. It's like,
Oh yeah.
She repels anybody.
Yeah, there you go. She's a chick repellent.
She's not going to like anybody that Brady gets with, except Kristen. So.
Yeah.
which I'm thinking they're going to go back to that,
too. How long does she actually spend with Kristen in total? So
really?
She doesn't know
yeah.
her evil ways. Of course, you know, it's not totally unrealistic for somebody to, no matter what their mother's like, but also to build up a fantasy of her because, like, not a real representation of what her mother really is because she was, you
right.
know, away from her for so long.
Right.
But I hate
yes.
how, I hate what a caricature the kid is because it'd be nice if there was a little balance there.
I kind of like she has a dark side, though. It makes her kind of interesting. And
yeah,
that
oh, I like the dark side. I just would like
yeah.
her to have a few moments of humanity.
yeah.
But
yeah, she needs to be with Grandma Marmar more often.
More.
Yeah. Grandma Marmar would knock her upside down. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Like she, like wait, she did so well with her own children.
yeah.
You know, I used to remember this saying, like the dentist kids have the rotten teeth, and the cobbler, is it Sue Cobbler's kids are barefoot or something like that. Like, it's like the kid of a psychiatrist kids of a psychiatrist need therapy more than the average. No.
Yeah.
Not to bash Marlena or anything, but when we look at her track record.
Well, Carrie and Eric turned out okay.
Oh, Eric did get drunk and kill somebody, though.
Well,
yeah.
Eric.
They all have had major issues, some
mm-hmm.
of which were infidelity or whatever, but, like, you know, they've all had their issues. Of course, you know, I get that because it's a soap, so, you know, it'd be boring if they didn't have any issues. So, I definitely agree with your piece that you wrote for Soap Opera Digest, Marianne. What issue is it? Is it the one that's out now, or?
It's, yes, the one that's out now.
Okay.
Cool.
Because
yeah.
they need more Tony and Anna. They need, like, they.
Yes.
I love how they use them. I love how they use them, but we just need more of that. I mean, it doesn't always
mm-hmm.
have to be comedy, but. I love their comedic timing and stuff and their chemistry and everything.
Oh, yeah. The best thing was that, the whole pregnancy talk and everything.
that was hilarious.
I mean, they're just back and forth.
That definitely gave us shades of old Anna and Tony, too. You know, like Anna always trying to spin a tail because you didn't want to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's always on to her. And he just goes, funny.
That was
yeah.
I don't know, honestly know how they got through those scenes without laughing.
Oh, yeah.
They're true pros, obviously, but, you know, that was classic, definitely.
I wonder if they wrote that scene themselves.
I don't know.
I think there could be some ad-libbing in there because they're good at that. Or some looks
I bet.
Interpret something, but I don't think
mm-hmm.
I think they can throw a few things in there, but they really have to kind of be
mm-hmm.
careful, I think.
They do, yeah. It might be a certain look, maybe, or just, you know, subtle things that I think that they do.
The way they deliver
mm-hmm.
it gives more of a
yeah.
shout out to the characters than maybe the writing would indicate or whatever, or
mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm glad they used in the one I wrote, I'm glad they used a picture of them too. You know, it was
the first
letter.
I'm so glad they got a picture
and a quote. And they put the quote and with their picture, on the picture.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So congrats on that. Well done. You're a pro at that, Marianne. Yeah.
I hadn't done it in years because I did it years ago. I was writing
into it. That they picked it,
Soap
Opera
Weekly.
Like,
I had a lot like published there, but that's not in.
Yeah,
you know, circulation anymore. And I did some in Soap Opera Digest before,
mm-hmm.
too. That was back in the days with Tony and Anna, or just Tony. It just depends. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I said, I'm going to do it again, especially because I enjoyed that, you know, the last time that they were on.
And that gave you some great red meat to include in it, where in a quote that they could put in a caption and stuff. That was perfect.
And it was just the looks and expressions that they just gave each other was all
there's
without saying anything.
Yeah, there's not much that I can rewatch, but I will go back and rewatch. I would already rewatched it once or twice, but I actually want to go back and rewatch that scene.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Yep.
Anybody have
so remind me again, because I've been out of the loop, of course, again. I like to play the everyman. I'm a man on the street who has no clue about anything. I play that character well, don't I? No, but you know those man on the street interviews, like, what is the capital of whatever? And I'm like, so what's the deal with, remind me again, Sarah's coming back and she's pregnant. Do we know whose baby she's having?
She's having Sanders.
It's Sanders.
Sure?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
she just
what,
doesn't want him to know.
Okay, and I'm trying to remember, why did she leave town again? The last time?
When
she was pregnant.
And she found out what Xander did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Couldn't forgive him for it. Whatever.
Okay.
He did a lot of other things before that.
I'm just saying, she didn't know that he was
going up. Okay,
so then,
she didn't know before?
So she was pregnant, because they were married, right? And then she left it, they got divorced, or they were getting divorced. And so she left town, didn't want him to have anything to do. Why is she back in town then?
Well, she's not. She's in Chicago.
She's in Chicago.
Working with Rex.
Oh,
but I think she wants to try to have a relationship with Rex, but he doesn't want to because he tells her she's not over Xander yet.
Yeah.
So.
He doesn't know about the pregnancy yet?
No.
Rex does, but not Xander, no.
Yeah, I think Xander thinks it's Rex's.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And Bonnie know.
And then, Justin and Bonnie know. Okay. Well, then, now who's the other? Is there another baby daddy story? Is it like Eric and Eric and.
Yeah, Nicole. Sloan and
Nicole. Right.
Yeah.
And that's still
Nicole,
out there.
EJ and.
Still pregnant?
Yeah.
And
we
EJ
think it's
and,
EJ's.
Okay.
Which we know
but
it's not.
But Sloan had faked the thing, which of course that was the dumbest thing on the planet.
Yeah.
Unless Nicole suggested that on purpose because she knew Sloan would do that and she wanted it to be EJ. But she got the test results back and it wouldn't have said it was EJ's. So how did she handle that?
It just said Eric wasn't the father, and she had only slept with those two around the same time.
Yeah, and so they assumed they didn't test EJ. They just assumed because it wasn't Eric. That's stupid, isn't it?
So Salem, once again, has come up with another dumbass way for there to be a fail on the DNA test.
Yep.
DNA tests, even though you can, buy them now over the counter or whatever, not that I would know that personally, but I'm just saying, I think I read that somewhere, but have never had a need for that, but it's like, even though the technology to do a DNA test can be in, the average man, woman's, hands, they really shouldn't trust anyone in Salem with a DNA, anyone at the hospital, anywhere, any individual, they should just be outlawed, there should just be a law. DNA test being handled by anyone in Salem.
Yeah.
So she's pregnant with Eric's baby, but we don't really know it conclusively, but we know it because that's how it rolls.
Yeah.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can feel a pressure there. So. Uh-oh, somebody's sleepy.
No, sorry.
No, you're on the road. You're out of town. You're calling.
Yeah.
You're doing extra duty, man.
Yeah.
It's like you got published in the magazine, and then you're calling in while you're out of town. Extra points for Marianne. She can go on all she wants.
Yes.
Whose baby do we want it to be, for Nicole? Do we care?
This point, I don't care.
Oh, Eric.
I kind of want... What's that?
Oh, Eric, for sure. He doesn't have any kids. EJ already has two kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Because he's been teased, like, how many times have they thought a kid was his and it wasn't?
Yeah.
So then we have to figure out how is it all going to be divulged that he's the father. So I guess I can go off on that. And then, of course, EJ will be pissed and a bit of a fight and a whole bit. Of course, so you would think EJ would be requesting the DNA test, but they're not even doing that, even though he knows she slept with Eric.
Yeah.
But he wants her so badly he doesn't care until he cares, until we find out, and then he's going to care.
Well,
no,
he thinks it's his.
Yeah.
He thinks it's his, but doesn't he know that she slept with Eric? I mean,
they had DNA tests, and they all were there when it was revealed.
Yeah, but they knew that he wasn't a donor, right? I mean, they didn't check him. Oh, well, I guess it's just annoying. Why wouldn't you do both? It's so dumb.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think Nicole did that on purpose. If I know Nicole like I know Nicole, whether they divulge that or not, or show that, like, you know, sidebar, like,
maybe
I
she
swear,
knew
that's
Sloan would
Nicole
do it.
Would come up with that. And she knew that way. Yeah, I just that's
that
totally,
Sloan would do it.
That
she
would
wanted
totally
it to be easy.
A Nicole setup, knowing the psychology, knowing that Sloan doesn't want it to be, and knowing exactly what she would do if Nicole was in that situation. You know, darn good and well, she'd be swabbing her own damn cheek.
Yeah, we'll find someone else to swab.
Yeah, so I'm just like, meh. So I think she did that on purpose because she knew everybody would be there waiting for the results and all that stuff. So. Oh, well. And plus, EJ probably thinks he's got the magic Demira seed still, so he's like, got to be mine, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we have a tiny man on Demira someday. Please. I don't know. He appears as a grown adult. That is. Oh, well.
Well. Anybody have anything else?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have a good weekend.
Yep. Have a great
Bye.
One, lady.
Thanks, Carrie.
Good night,
everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.